If you're going for a haircut in northeast Spain anytime soon, you might want to bring your own music. Hundreds of salons in the autonomous region of Catalonia are threatening to switch off their radios. They're up in arms about a requirement that they pay royalties. Sarah Rainsford reports from Barcelona.
The familiar sounds of a barber shop, the hum of the razor, the snip of scissors, the swish of soapy water in the sink. And of course, there's this. But soon, there could be silence. Salons in Spain have just been informed that they have to pay royalties to play the radio. It's an existing rule that was rarely enforced before, and it has hairdressers up in arms. It all started when an inspector called here at Esteban's salon, and he refused to pay. They threatened legal action, Esteban tells me, so I had to agree. But it's not fair. It's just a radio. Esteban now pays around $9 a month for the privilege of playing his radio. It's hardly a fortune, but the hairdressers resent any fee when radio stations already pay royalties to musicians. So hundreds of salons have declared that when the inspector comes to call on them, they'll switch the music off. They won't pay a cent. Albert's swanky salon hasn't been inspected yet, so the mood music is still on here. But a sign on the counter warns clients they'll have to bring their MP3 players soon to create their own ambiance.
No hay ningún problema.
Albert says one of his customers has already offered to sing during his haircut. Original music only, of course. The organisation that protects music copyright in Spain isn't impressed with the hairdresser's rebellion. Sky, as it's known, says artists here already lose out because so many people download their music illegally and they shouldn't have to give up their public performance rights. Javier Trujillo is the commercial director of Sky.
All public spaces have to pay to play music, supermarkets, hotels, and hairdressers. If they use a piece of work, they need the artist's permission. We're here to enforce that law and protect the artists so they can continue to create.
But there's not much sympathy for that back at the salons, where talk of a tax on the radio is creating a buzz. This is Carlos, who's in for a quick trim.
What is the next step? You have might be paying a tax because you have music in your car or your home, whatever.
The salon revolt started in Catalonia, but the angry hairdressers are threatening to take it countrywide, adamant that this unpopular music tax should get the chop. For The World, I'm Sarah Rainsford in Barcelona.